This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station,
Joy 94.9.
Geek Girl Speak. Geek Girl Speak. Time for Geek Girl Speak. It's all about geek girls, the ladies of the nerd. What it's like to be a geek, what do we think, and much, much more with special guests, special interviews, and a very special podcast, Geek Girl Speak. Because we're listening and you're talking, and we're doing it for you. Geek Girl Speak. Ladies of the Nerd, only on Sci-Fi and Scream, only on Joy 94.9.
Amazingly creative games that came out of this camp. I mean, for us, it was in some ways cultural exploration because of the super mutations that the animals have. You'll see soon. And I'm going to talk a little bit about our learnings after, because I know a lot of you are probably here for the most important part, which is hearing about the games that the girls have been making. We have five teams here today, and they range in age from 7 years old to 15 years old. And you'll see a big variation in the kind of games that they've made. So, first up, cool. So we're going first with Jumping Mania by Adventure Collectors. Come on up, guys.
Hi, my name is Aurora.
And my name is Georgia.
We're going to tell you about ourselves.
My favorite game is Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
And my favorite game is Minecraft Xbox 360.
And we're a team, Adventure Collectors.
The game is mainly about collecting as many coins as you can before the time runs out.
Is there a backstory to the game?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
The backstory is one day a windstorm passed by and blew the black cat away, which is the player.
So now it needs to try and find its way home by collecting coins.
Shall we play your game?
Yeah.
Now, have you guys programmed before this?
No.
Awesome. Did you guys have music in your game?
Yes, that's it.
No. Not yet, but we're thinking about adding that in the future.
Okay.
So we didn't really get to finish.
Wait, I thought I heard something. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Oh, so it's time.
Yeah, I'm feeling pressure.
Time.
Oh, my God.
I feel the pressure.
Can you kill yourself by the lava?
This is a really hard game.
Nice.
What was your least favorite?
like 15 levels. We're also thinking about adding a store and an inventory to spend all the coins, so you can like battle the bosses and
you continue doing that after.
Yeah, and so there's going to be like
a store, so where you can like build yourself up when once you die on the lobs.
Oh, cool! Very cool. All right, I encourage everyone to try to beat this game.
Sci-fi and scream.
Awesome. Next up we have Robot Runaway by Flaming Dragon Puppies. Come on up, guys.
Hi, my name is Giselle and mine's Mia. Sadly, the third member of our group couldn't make it today. Her name's Elizabeth.
Our team name is called Flaming Dragon Puppies. LOL.
Our team game's called Robot Runaway. You use the arrow keys on your computer to move,
the mouse to aim, and the left click to shoot.
Is there a story to your game?
No, not really. You have to find the sausage shooting gun to destroy the big evil robot.
You have 30 seconds to try and find it. Otherwise, after that 30 seconds, the big evil robot comes out and kills you instantly, unless you want to be chased around the game with a big robot chasing you.
The sausage shooting gun spawns randomly every time you load up the game, and lava also kills you instantly.
Let's check it out.
From the moment you spawn, the mini robots will be constantly coming after you. You can kill them with your bow and arrow, but if they touch you, instead of dying instantly, you lose a heart. You have 10 hearts to begin with.
So they have a health system in their game, remember? Mm-hmm.
We got the idea from a game called I Made a Game with Zombies in It,
where you have to stay alive for as long as you can while shooting zombies.
My favourite part of making the game was making and getting the sound effects.
My favourite part of making the game will probably be finding the theme music.
Here is our game.
Oh my god!
This is what happens when you don't.
It seems like it's kind of hard. I'm just really good at it.
The time's in the top right corner, the health's in the top left.
My name is Charlie, and my favorite game is Pokemon Alpha Sapphire.
I am Emily, and my favorite game is Little Big Planet 3. Our game is about a dinosaur coming out of the time machine to destroy everything.
You move around with the arrow keys,
and you jump on the people's heads to kill them.
The backstory is that a scientist dude made a time machine and the dinosaur went in it, destroying the time machine and the person who made it because he wanted to squish him.
The characters in our game is the dinosaur we were just explaining about, the cops and the helpless humans.
And this game.
Play like it now.
But why are the cops facing the other way?
The policemen try to shoot the dinosaur and you have 3 health, so if you get hit 3 times, you die.
Yeah. But it's actually a really saw and it's pretty.
What's the top score you guys have?
Sci-fi and scream.
You'll see a lot of dragons, unicorns, cats, and I think mutations. That's kind of like the overall theme in all of our summer camps. Okay, I think next up we have the empathetic dragons who have made a game called Lost Animals. And no pressure, but this is the oldest team in our group, right? So it's going to be like the best.
I'm Amber, this is Natalie, and this is Megan, and Tess is over there. And we are the apathetic dragons. Our game is called The Lost Animals, and we made it over the last 4 days. Although it was a bumpy ride, we feel like it's decent enough to show everyone.
Here at Girls Make Games, we learnt so much. Like, we learnt new skills that we can use for future or whenever we're bored. We learned how to program, we learned about concept art, pixel art, sound, and most importantly, we learned teamwork.
In our game Lost Animals, it is a puzzle platformer game which has lots of use of various puzzles and riddles, and to advance to the next level you must answer the puzzles and riddles. The main mechanics of the game is the riddles to rescue the animal and go to the next level, and the pig box, which is your best friend, a pig, who lets you jump on top of the pig if a ledge is too high. And yeah.
So the backstory is basically there's a farmer who lives by herself on a farm, and she's got a pig called Aunt Jeanette who lives in her room. All the other animals live in her barn. One day she wakes up to find all the animals missing. Will she be able to find all the animals and find out who?
Characters in our game are the farmer, who is the main character. Her role in the game is to find her lost animals. She rescues the animals by figuring out the riddles, which our main villain, Mr. R, who likes a lot of who is a very mysterious guy, who has stolen the animals, persuades you to answer, taunts you to answer riddles to make you save the animals. And then you have Antoinette, which is our farmer's pig slash roommate, who is used as a box for jumping onto the ledge.
The aim of the game would obviously be to find the animals. We think that the game would be probably played on the PC, and the audience from about 8 to 14, I guess. I do have to confess something. Our game is, not to be like a, you know, mostly concentrated on the art, as majority of our teammates were artists, but we wouldn't be it, but our game wouldn't be built together if it weren't for our number one programmer, Tess. So if it's a bit, it's, you know, because it was because majority it was about art and the design and how it looks and stuff. That's what we're mostly concentrated on. So.
Sure, it's awesome. Let's check it out.
It's good.
So if something is too far away or something too high, you use the pig to
press down
to use the pig to help jump upon too far away.
Nice.
So this is a riddle. After you go through a fall, I will take over. All life will stall, or at least grow slower. What am I? These are the answers. Do you guys want to begin answer?
What are the options? Is sun?
Sun, snowflake, leaf, flower,
winter.
Do you guys want to tell us a little bit about who did what in the game? Who did the character?
I was in charge of drawing the characters and the guy,
and I did the animals and the cage.
I was responsible for a lot of the environmental art for the game.
Cool. Good job, guys.
Sci-fi and scream.
All right, we have just one more team to go, and that is, oh my god, I don't want to mess this up. Kawaii Nekos or Nekos?
The Kawaii Nekos.
The Kawaii Nekos with their game Cannon Goat. And I hear they have a lot of style, so.
Yo, I'm Michelle.
And I'm AJ.
And we're the Kawaii Nekos, and this is our game Cannon Goat.
Our game, it's not goat cannon, it's cannon goat. Just wanted to make sure you get it right. Our game is an endless run that's a cross between
Nyan Cat and Goat Simulator. You play as a goat with cannon on its back, and you wear fishnet stockings and high heels.
I was the one who inspired the fishnet stockings because all I was doing crosshatch shading to make it seem more real, when our whole group, including our counselor at the time, had realized that my crosshatch chain actually looked like fishnet stockings, so we just kept the idea.
The goat shoots somersaulting cats and exploding fish from his big badass cannon.
We've had help from Aaron, our counselor, Ish, our second counselor after Aaron left, Andrew, who's with the camera over there.
The cameraman.
Nock, who did the concept art for our goat, which we did. Meredith, one of our members, who was trying to convince us that we shouldn't do Black Lightning because it's physically impossible. And each other, of course. Yes, the long lost part. No. So were there any questions before we show you the game? I'm going to take that as a no.
Nice one.
Thank you. The point is, it's fast as long as you can without being attacked by the unicorns or their lightning. And as you can see, your life is your four high heels. So when you lose them, it's game over.
Oh no.
So cool.
We only have one shoe left.
And this is our game over scene. Our death scene is. And one of the people who was with us, Charlie, up in the back, her high score was, what was it, 151?
Oh yes. My god.
So she's obviously really good at those.
Yeah, but that's when we just make it much easier.
Yeah. Considering my highest is like 44. But yeah, it is actually a surprisingly hard game. If you leave the fish for a while, it eventually explodes.
As you see.
as it answered for me. But yeah, when we originally started this game, we had to use a cat as the temporary goat. And what did we use for the unicorns?
Spiders.
We used... Yes.
Nice. Temporary spiders.
Temporary spiders. And we used the original green fish before we made the background, which is our fish fragments from the exploding rainbow fish.
Awesome.
And then we eventually got around to making the somersaulting cats, which I think was an absolutely brilliant idea, because who doesn't want to shoot cats at unicorns?
Who doesn't?
Evil unicorns.
Sci-fi and scream.
I think that's all of them, right?
Yeah, we're the last group.
Nice. So, are there any questions in general for all the girls, for the counselors, anything? No? We've had such an amazing 2 weeks. This doesn't even begin to describe how much fun we had, because the iterations that we went through, which were like, can we shoot cats and cows and the sky at things? So there's really no limit to imagination. And one of the big things about video games that I personally like, and I bring this up all the time, is because I don't have a gaming background at all, is that it combines a lot of different skills, from writing to art to programming to having to talk about your game in front of a group of people. It's one of my favorite educational activities, I think, especially for this age group. So I would highly encourage you, especially the parents, to have them continue building on their games, and we're constantly looking for people online. So if you ever need additional resources for competitions, I know there's National STEM Game Making Challenge in Australia that's coming up in April. So any of the games that were built here can be submitted for that. I mean, you can add more to it, get more mentors. Our amazing staff, I want to call you guys one by one. Izzy, who is one of our counselors, one of our only female counselors. Nock, our only artist and our only amazing female artist. Liam, who's actually still a student in college and a counselor. And of course, Andrew and Ish, who are from Learn District and flew in with me. This is basically your support network here, and it's growing by the magnitude every day. People write to us constantly saying, we want to do something to help the girls that you have at your camp, or the girls that are going to be in your organization. So anytime you guys need mentorship, you need additional classes, you need whatever it is, just reach out to us. We have you covered. Awesome. Did you guys want to add anything for the parents? Anything in particular? No? Ish, you have anything?
I think one thing I learned from this camp, the three most popular options for games was, I think it was cats, it was the unicorns,
yeah,
and blood, gore, and death.
I think for me personally, because you always think that kids want things easy, they don't want difficulty. It's funny when they design games that are very, very challenging and actually punish you and make you lose a lot. That's a really good lesson growing up, because it's like, failing is okay. If at 8 years old you can think that failing is okay and you can start over, and that's a really big lesson to learn at that age. And no better way to do it than with video games, right? We'll have an open reception where you can kind of mingle. We have some dessert, some water. Feel free to stay as long as you want. And thank you so much again for being a part of our family.
Thank you.
don't try to pull your iPod, too.
Princess Sonia, it's me, Mario. Woohoo! You're number one. Wahoo! Wahoo! Hello to all of my friends on a sci-fi and scream on Joy 94.9. Number one. Wahoo!
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs.
Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.